Do you know what we're going to talk about?
Oh my God. I thought you were sincerely asking me.
Should I read Joan Didion?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Why?
Because I need to read something.
Yeah, read the White Album. I have it. It's really good.
The White Album?
Yeah.
That's the name of a book? And yeah. An album?
Yeah. It happens every once in a while.
Crazy. Name one other example of that.
The Wizard of Oz soundtrack.
No.
The soundtrack.
No.
Forrest Gump soundtrack.
Doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
How was your day today?
Oh, it was great.
Okay.
I went to the gym.
How's that going?
It sucks so bad. There was a woman walking backwards on the treadmill. I was like, this is a fucking David Lynch movie and I can't be here anymore. I don't like how you people act in this place. Everyone creeps me out at the gym. I don't like the way people dress. I don't like the way people smell. I don't like the noises they make. I don't trust anybody in that establishment. I'm going to keep going back because they have my credit card and...
It's impossible. Yeah, you got to fake your own death to get out of the contract. Yeah. There's no way not to.
Have you ever seen somebody out of it. Walking backwards on a treadmill?
No, that's horrible. That's horrible behavior.
And she was like, she looked concerned. Like she accidentally started walking backwards.
Did she look like a person who's never been to a gym before?
I mean, she had the Lululemon outfit.
They all have that there.
She definitely dropped like a grand on her outfit, but. Yeah, she looked like she had never...
If you're going to get dressed up, go to the Equinox. You know, join the fancy gym. If you have Lululemon money, then go to the Lululemon gym.
Yes,
don't
but
come
what if
slumming
you...
it with us pores over here at the Blink Fitness.
Well, you spend all your money on Lululemon, then you got to go to Blink Fitness.
I guess.
Blink's fine.
It's fine.
I actually think Blink is a very nice gym for the price.
That's because you've never been to a Blink or whatever.
An Equinox?
An Equinox, like LA Fitness.
What is
where
that?
Where you get like a steam room.
And an agent.
And an agent, yeah.
There's a screenwriting class.
Right.
What is, what's...
Matt Damon works out there.
Steam room, that's pretty cool.
Dude, I love like a steam room.
Me too. I could live in a steam room.
Me too.
That would be my workout for the day.
No, it feels like a workout. It yeah. really does.
I know it. You know, you could if you sweat enough, that's a workout, right? Should we just turn up the heat in the apartment and then we don't have to go to the gym anymore? Just
I don't think
sweat.
We have to turn up anything. It's already a nightmare
that's
in here.
That's true. That's true.
Every day I wake up with no liquid in my body. I'm like a husk. You ever see that television show SpongeBob SquarePants?
I've seen it. Yeah, I know what you mean. The like Ren and Stimpy-esque.
Yeah, when he gets dried out.
Yeah,
that's how I feel every
that's
morning.
How you wake up every morning. Yeah. After having evacuated your bowels and
evacuated my bowels.
You said there's no liquid left in your body, so there's.
So
no
why would I need to evacuate my bowels?
There's moisture in your bowels. And your bladder, I was getting to it. And your bladder, all the moisture.
No, I don't need to evacuate anything because I have no moisture in me.
I can't sincerely get into this debate. Whatever we're talking about, you're right, dear. I don't know what we're saying.
Yeah, no, I know what we're saying.
Okay. Okay, sure.
You're delirious.
You have the hair coming out of the back of your cap, and it looks like a little ponytail. Looks funny.
Cap.
Your baseball cap.
It's just a weird thing to say.
Flowers on it. Your trucker hat?
Hat, yeah.
Your Von Dutch hat?
It's not a Von Dutch
Ian's
hat.
Ian's wearing a Von Dutch hat.
No, I'm not.
And Spider-Man shorts.
No.
Ian's
you're
wearing,
lying.
Ian's wearing pasties and a boa.
No, Catherine's wearing a, what's the one, the tattoo guy?
The tattoo guy?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Any man with tattoos? What
no,
do you mean?
No, the shirts that were big in the
90s. Ed Hardy.
Yeah,
Ed Hardy.
Bedazzled shirt with like a lion on it. And it says live and die.
Ian's wearing a fur vest.
That's actually good.
Yeah, with like a diamond studded, like it's chainmail tank top underneath.
Oh, hell yeah.
But he's allergic to it.
Catherine's
so
wearing
him
a
rash.
Pink velour baby fat sweatsuit with like a newsy cap.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, like, but it's pink and it matches.
Yes.
Yeah. God, yeah. Those fashions were awful. Did we... You're wearing a Sean John denim, but it's like pajama jeans, not actual denim.
Okay.
Do you remember pajama jeans?
No.
It was a made-for-TV thing. I have a pair of pajama jeans.
You're wearing a... Catherine's wearing a... So leather stupid. Jacket with an eight ball on the back of it. And parachute pants.
Ian's wearing a top hat with spikes and steampunk goggles and a
yes.
And a turtle shell backpack.
Yeah.
This is why we can't film. So no one can prove that this isn't true.
Catherine's wearing a movie accurate Ash Ketchum cosplay. And she has a stuffed Pikachu under her arm.
That's true. That's yeah. true. Ian's wearing his heart on his sleeve, and that's what I love about him.
Yeah. Catherine's wearing a Handmaid's Tale costume.
I'm going to be a sexy Handmaid's Tale for Halloween.
That's a good idea. Yeah, I think it's so funny that men are dressing up as handmaids. What the fuck?
Dude, that photo that you photoshopped is so disturbing. Not only are like they the exact type of guy that you would expect to be doing that, but they're posing like they're at fucking Six Flags.
Yeah.
They're like cheesing from ear to ear. Just so happy to be there. And that's, it proves my point, I think, that people are just out there because they're like bored and they think this shit's fun when it's not.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't like the glee that people seem to take in the cosplay aspect of activism.
No, absolutely. I found myself early on when we all started deciding this is the thing we do now is protest, like, kind of treating protests as like a hang with friends, and I was like, I gotta stop doing this shit.
Yeah,
this is not, there's no results coming out of it. Maybe the George Floyd thing did something. People were like, holy shit, full cities are shutting down.
Yeah,
that was something maybe, but like the women's march and stuff, that was nonsense.
We went to that. Remember how whimsical we were back in the
day? But it's like, okay, let's get drunk and go hang out with our friends, you know. And if women get rights, so be it.
We were at the Women's March. Madonna.
What even were we mad about? What were women mad
Nothing
about?
Nothing had happened except Donald Trump was elected. That's it.
Pussy grabbing.
And so we're like, we're going to march. And Madonna was there, and she was like, we're going to blow up the White House.
Yeah, we were like,
she
whoa.
Said that, and people were cheering, and I was like, not to be a square, guys, but that's a tad too far for my taste.
Wow, what a weird time, you know, because everything happened all at once, and like you had these little things nagging you at the back of your head, like, I don't know if dropping to your knees and screaming and crying is like a reasonable reaction to this.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, no, this is the worst thing ever. You're going to have to start hiding Mexican people in your attic. You know, this is we're fucked. And you're like, well, you know, things did not turn out great.
Yeah,
you
know? Sure.
Things are a nightmare. So.
Things are really bad.
Yeah, sure.
But
all
it's
right,
hard.
Well. Maybe it was a reasonable reaction.
It's been so consistently bad. I can't grab the strings and trace them back to where they came from, if that makes sense. I don't. Everything just seems so bad. Like, overwhelmingly, everything is bad.
Yeah.
I couldn't say where they began or where they'll end.
Yeah, it wasn't all like, well, let's not get into
it.
Yeah. You know, Trump's a symptom. Okay. He's not, you know, the whole problem. Yeah. It's a bunch of things that came together, you know, many. It's like a spider web or something.
Mm-hmm. We'll stick to speaking about what we know, which is what?
It's Doctor Strange
Ian's
and the Madness of Marvelous Maisel.
Do you want to talk about Doctor Strange?
Sure.
Okay. I mean, you go ahead. That's a movie I was
everybody,
in the theater
everybody
for.
Was like,
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed it because I was like the perfect amount of high.
Yeah.
And it was just like watching The Evil Dead pretty much.
Yeah, it was very
so Sam Raimi.
Raimi-esque.
You know what's going on the whole time. It's like kind of disjointed or whatever. But they're just like a zombie who has a cape made out of ghosts. Yes, please.
Yeah, he possesses his dead body from another universe. Sorry, mm-hmm. that's a major spoiler. Fuck.
No, it's not.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's not like the part of the whole plot. Well, whatever. Sorry, everybody.
Yeah.
Is Sam Raimi Italian?
He doesn't look Italian.
Or is he Persian?
He's a white fella.
Like Rami.
No. That's a is he first name.
Rami.
He's Rami.
Okay.
What else? What were you going to say?
Oh, I didn't really like it.
Yeah. But I got that.
I didn't hate it either. I don't care about Doctor Strange. I go to these movies. You convinced me to watch Marvel
I don't
Marvel
convince
movies.
You of anything. I'm
I
just like, you want to go? And you're like, yeah,
me.
Sure, let's do it.
You convinced me, that, and not in a bad way. I was just like, I would normally not see Marvel movies, but you suggested, so I go. And I started to really like them. And if I had to pick, Doctor Strange is not my guy.
Yeah, oh yeah. He's like a D-list Avenger. But the only thing that I like about it is like, okay, I don't give a fuck about this guy. So now just show me some cool visual stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I can check out completely with the plot. That's what Doctor Strange has to offer. He does magic. So
right.
Introduce some weird trippy magic stuff to me. And I'll just like kind of, you know, blot him out.
The magic shit is so flimsy though. He just like does like
Devil horn hands,
and just swirls them around clockwise, and then he makes a spell, but you don't really know.
Well, magic
where the fuck
that's
from.
The problem with all magic shit. It's like it's pointless to even tell a story because eventually the way they figure it out is there's a magic spell
to undo
that undoes the problem.
What you thought was impossible to undo,
right? Like when we're watching Ozark against our will.
Yeah.
We have to finish it.
My
We're
God.
We're completists.
Yeah.
It's a slog. But, you know, when they get you in a hole with Ozark, like, what are they going to do? Well, they got to do regular human stuff, at least, to get out of the problem. They can't invent a new book and open it and be like, oh, the Book of Glorgonok. And there's a spell that undoes.
Kill the cartel.
Yeah. Gets Marty Bird out of hot water. You know?
Yeah.
That's the problem with magic.
Yeah.
Harry Potter's got a similar problem. All of it's got a, you know, similar problem.
Harry Potter at least, like, does the work to sort of establish rules. And, I mean, I'm sure the comic books do a little bit.
No, I mean, if you really were to study it, all the Marvel movie shit, they got all their rules and stuff.
Okay.
But then eventually they'll just go, oh, there's a tower in the middle and Mount Moon Man. And you can go there and then you'll learn
it's
the
where the
skills.
MTV Movie Awards are.
Right.
Well,
anyway,
okay,
what else?
That's our Doctor Strange review.
Yeah, what else did you want to talk about?
Wow.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, I had a few things, but I forgot what they are. No, I remember one thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's that interesting. I was on TikTok,
okay.
And I found, I love, you know me, I love internet weirdos. It's mm-hmm. my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
And I found this group of guys who play Magic the Gathering.
Oh my
gosh. And
they're
like mega nerds.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to say their name.
I want to, but Ian won't let me.
You can say it.
The Mana Dorks?
Yeah, Mana Dorks. I do, like, I think they're like fun, goofy guys, but they're so nerdy. And all they do is play Magic the Gathering, and they, like, you know, make little sketches about it and stuff, which I don't understand because I don't play the game. Mm-hmm. But they had, like, no followers, right? And I just followed them because they were dorks.
Yeah.
And they start posting these videos about the controversy within the Mana Dorks community, and it's like
the Mana Dorks,
it always
Discord
comes back
is
to like an apology in the community of whatever.
Dude,
everything's a community.
They did, at least from what I was listening to you watching, like a four-part apology series that's so vague too. Somebody posted something that could be offensive to anybody on earth who feels different. at any point in time. It's
three
so...
out of the four videos were just him saying, and we accept everybody in the Man of Dorks community. It doesn't matter your creed or your religion or who you worship or where you go to church or your creed. Just on and on
or
and
your
on.
Faith.
That way, like, right wingers will always be like, I don't care if you're black or white or purple or orange or green.
Yeah, you're always like,
or
all right.
Puerto Rican. Just stay away from my daughter.
Yeah, they're always listing off colors. Like, it sounds like you're just trying to avoid the question.
Yeah. It's so funny how everything's a community.
Right.
And then every community has to address the allegations against them. No matter what it is, you have 40 followers.
Like he was the president of the United States. Like he went on for so long. And I was like, what did you do? Oh my God. I've never been more curious. Like what could it be?
Well, apparently Eric from the Man of Dorks.
Okay.
He said something in a video that was considered racially insensitive.
Are you sure it was racial?
No.
Because they said it could be
a gay thing.
The list that he it was so long. Anyway.
I bet he was like, half orcs have no place in the Manador community.
Only full-blood orcs.
An apology tour.
I just hope everyone finds it in their hearts to forgive Eric because it sounds like he didn't mean to hurt anybody's feelings.
Yeah, I mean, the Man of Dorks community has always stood for diversity.
I've always said that about the Man of Dorks.
Yeah.
And I'll say that till the day I die. They deserve better.
They do. We all do.
Are you into Magic the Gathering?
No.
I thought you used to... Oh, I get it mixed up with Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah. Well, I only played Dungeons & Dragons like 3 times ever.
It's not the exact same thing?
No. One's a card game.
Okay. And the Man of Dorks play...
Magic the Gathering.
Magic the Gathering. And is that magic with a K?
Maybe other things. I don't know.
Yeah. Do they spell magic with a K?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, I'll look it up later.
Never played those card games, like Pokemon cards and stuff. People get real into that.
Wait, how did you get into Pokemon then, if not for the cards?
The video games. Okay. Come on now. Red and blue.
Okay, when I was in college, all the boys I was friends with would play Pokemon Snap. And I was like, I truly
aristocrats
do not understand the point of this game.
Well,
they're running around taking pictures.
What's the point of photography? What's the point of art?
What the fuck? You can sell Pokemon snaps as NFTs now, I guess.
Yeah.
I just thought, like, of all video games, I thought that was the dumbest. Like, I was like, I can't be that girl watching you play video games if it's this game.
Oh,
I refuse.
No, that was always very stupid to me. I mean, after, like, Pokemon... Like, okay, there's the OG ones, right? Like, Red and Blue.
Yeah.
And then they start coming out with other ones, and you're like, wait a second. This is the same fucking game. And that's like, it was very slightly different every time. I mean, they started introducing new Pokemon.
Okay.
And then it got like, there was like too many. I don't know. I never played anything after the first two.
What system was on?
Game Boy is what I used to play it on.
God. Red and Blue.
I'm elderly.
Is Red and Blue like politics? Like
Yeah.
Geodude's a conservative.
Right.
And Pikachu's obviously liberal.
Yeah. Pikachu. You sure do know a lot about rock type Pokemon for somebody who doesn't give a shit.
I've heard the names.
Sure.
Well, I had a friend in elementary school named Giovanni and everyone called him Geodude.
Okay, all right. Fair enough. I was watching some video. There's this trend amongst YouTubers where you say the Pokemon you would fuck.
Oh,
or like
God.
You go through all of them and you're like,
I
would
mine?
Smash.
Sorry, go ahead.
You have one?
Okay, there's one that I don't remember the name of, but I actually really liked as a young girl.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really pretty. It was like a combination of like a dog and a cat. And it was like amber colored with a curly tail and a curly mane and a cute little face. I think I'm thinking more of like what I would want to have as a pet, not necessarily have sex with
sure,
a cartoon creature. Sorry, go ahead.
anyway, like I don't know anything past the OG, you know, Gen 1 Pokemon, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm watching these YouTubers do like this Smash or Pass challenge with Pokemon, and they get to the newer stuff, and it's like washing machine.
Are you serious? They got so
donut. It's crazy.
Wait, it was made by Japanese people, right? Or are they just like, who cares? Yeah.
Well, I mean, the original like bunch, I guess, were kind of a lot of them based off of like Japanese lore and shit.
Okay.
From what I understand. But it's just, they just ran out of steam at a certain point. And some of them are, I mean, some of the original ones were pretty bad too, but like,
yeah.
Now it's crazy. Sorry, I had a fish, and I'm allergic to fish. So
Ian, am I going to have to... I carry an EpiPen around in my bag for you, and I...
I love fish.
Every once in a while, I'm like, I did not know how to use this.
I always tell you...
I'm just going
to
stick it in
your
mouth.
What do I tell you? I wish you'd listen to me, because there are some things you should listen to me about. I know you ignore me 100% of the time.
Yeah.
What do you do with the EpiPen?
Why am I your nurse?
Jesus Christ. Imagine me just flopping around on the floor at some restaurant where they put fish powder in my ramen or something.
You can handle
and,
that.
And you're just rolling your eyes like, what am I, your fucking nurse?
Jesus.
I didn't sign up for this.
Exactly. Yeah, I think I know how to do it.
What
I take
do you
the
do
cap. I take the cap off and I stab me in the leg with it, right?
Take the cap off
and
it starts to talk to you.
Ooh,
I've explained this to you.
That's spooky.
It speaks.
Okay.
And it'll tell you the whole thing.
Hello, Catherine.
Yeah, it knows your name.
This is your EpiPen. This is your EpiPen speaking, Catherine. You have two choices. Stab Ian in the leg now or live a life of freedom. Choose wisely.
I hate this EpiPen. I had something else to say about Pokemon, but I forget what it is.
It was about having sex with them.
Yeah.
It was about making love with Pokemon.
Yeah, you would make love to
which
the Pokemon.
Which one would you have sex with?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Wait, what do you mean? Oh, you don't remember? No, you have enough. If I know a handful of them, you obviously still
well,
know.
Well, yeah, I remember most of the original ones, but I wouldn't want to fuck any of those ones. I feel like I got real, like, I don't know. They started fucking around with gods and stuff. So I think they get hotter as it goes. They're still animals.
What about
that? And some of them are washing machines.
What about that big ass like Mew with the thick thighs?
Yeah.
Would you have sex
with
that?
Sure, I'd fuck that. Sure. And it's cloaca.
Everything has a cloaca.
Everything has a cloaca.
Don't you think all the world's problems would be solved if everybody just had a cloaca?
We'll just clip that off, that little...
I don't know what the fuck I'm
Yeah, I don't know.
About.
Sometimes you just got to say something to fill the time, you know? There's not a third person here to...
I know, Iggy's not pulling her weight.
Do you remember a long time ago, maybe not a long time ago, but we did an episode where we were talking about how Republicans used to, like, compare gay marriage to... Like, they'd be like, what's next? The slippery slope thing. And then the one guy who was like, oh, are you going to be able to marry a turtle?
Yeah, I remember that.
There was a politician, a senator, I guess, on the Senate floor doing a presentation once again about turtles in regards to abortion. He's got this big... I don't know what his name is, but you can look it up. He's got this big, like, poster, and it has... little babies, and that has turtles in their eggs, and it's like, well, we spend all this money trying to save sea turtles' eggs, and at the same time, we're aborting babies. Does that seem weird to anybody else?
Hey,
it seems weird, all right.
I know what Pokemon that guy would fuck. Squirtle.
Squirtle.
Yeah, Squirtle.
Squirtle.
I'm willing to hear arguments for outlawing abortion if we are... going extinct. If there were like 55 people left on the planet,
oh, it's
then,
best not to engage.
Then,
I mean,
yeah,
there's so
maybe.
There's so much wrong
with
that.
I'm just saying, like, what? That's such. That doesn't make any sense.
I want to know if it's
so
the same guy who is who wanted to marry a turtle he's back.
He's in only work. He's on the turtle committee.
Yeah.
The whatever House, Senate. In Parliament, whatever we have.
Parliament, yeah.
In Parliament.
Yeah. What did you want to talk about?
Oh, I just wrote down my one thing I wrote down for the week. I was like, I'm doing my Suicide Pact homework and research. I just wrote down, I like Jessica Biel.
Oh my God. Will you shut the fuck up about Jessica Biel? It's all you talk about.
I love Jessica Biel.
You watch some dog shit cop show.
She's
and you want to shut up about
a beautiful show horse. I love her so much.
Yeah, she's horse girl. Marvel's horse girl.
I don't know. I think I guess I assumed everyone else had the same relationship with Jessica Biel that I had. And it was like, oh, Seventh Heaven was such a ridiculous, cheesy show. I can't take her seriously. She's kind of like a washed up child actor. And she's grown on me in the past few years. Every once in a while, she'll do a mini series where she's this like troubled, psychopathic woman. And she's really good and very beautiful.
I know. You won't stop talking about it.
But I want everybody else to know about it, how much I appreciate
it. Did you watch Seventh Heaven when you were a kid?
I used to watch it a lot.
Remember that guy was like, I'm a pedophile, big deal.
Yeah, okay. Next question.
Oh my God. Stop asking me about it.
I'm busy doing pedophile stuff. Isn't that crazy? I mean, in retrospect, it's always the dad in a TV show who plays like a perfect.
Is it? What other examples?
The Cosby Show. That's it.
Cosby, yeah, two guys.
I guess I think that's why people wanted Bob Saget so badly to be a creep, because there's like, when you present as this perfect button up, like sweet guy, people are always like, what are you up to?
Yeah, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, that's another one. He's confusing because you're like, what do you mean you're not a pedophile? You just do this because you enjoy it? You're
that's
a good person?
Worse.
What's wrong with you?
I'll at least have sex with one of these boys so we can compartmentalize it and figure out what's going on. Nobody just does things for children.
Purely for the good of the planet?
Yeah. Yeah, I just fuck one. I'm coming. Just fuck one.
Just so it makes sense in everyone's minds.
Just so we know what's going on.
Anyway.
Or that guy, that British guy.
Jimmy Carville? Cavill?
Jimmy Carr.
Well, I don't remember what the real one's name is. Jimmy something. Everyone was such an asshole about him. Everyone on Twitter was like, oh, you didn't realize this guy was a pedophile, everybody?
It's yeah, like, look at his face. It's like, bitch, that's what British people look like. That's what they all look like.
I know.
It's not a whole, you know, country of pedophiles.
Right. You would have to lock everyone up just to be safe.
Yeah, if we're just going by faces. The queen. The
pedophile.
Yeah, pedophile. Ricky Gervais. If we're just going by like pale, blotchy skinned, pug nosed weirdos.
Paddington Bear. Pedophile.
Do you ever see that movie?
Yeah, because a bunch of adults recommended it, I think. They were trying to get in touch with their inner child or something. Everyone's like, that's so good. It's fun. It's exactly what you would think. It's a baby.
People love it.
It's a baby's movie for babies about a teddy bear.
Well, we're a baby generation.
I watched Paddington Bear thinking it would be some kind of Tarantino dark experience. I was like, this is just a fucking baby movie.
Yeah, we love baby shit. Everybody's like, well, I won't say it. I can't say it.
Infantilized. You can say
that. Sure, I was going to say autistic, but
yeah, don't say that.
I won't say it.
Okay, thank
you. But I think a lot of people are. Sure. Do you think more people are autistic than have ever been autistic? That's a fact, right?
People throw the word autistic around the same way they do like ADD or what else? I don't know, like other diagnosable
depression,
things.
Anxiety, that type of stuff.
And I have no idea what it means anymore. I mean, I think that a lot of people say it, and there are a lot of people who are just quirky or have different social skills.
I guess so. I just feel like when I'm scrolling through TikTok or whatever, there's so many people that are autistic. Maybe it's just
like
the algorithm.
Like, hello,
like,
I'm autistic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And this is my special interest, and I like plants.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them are fascinating,
who's
man.
That one girl? Is that the one who was really into bugs?
Yeah, that girl is amazing.
Yeah.
She's like hyper-focused. She's got like real, I don't know what you call it. It's like high-functioning autism or something. But it's intense.
Yeah.
Like, she's not just like a dusting of it. She's the real deal. And she's got to wear headphones because she can't have like outside stimulus.
Yeah.
She just moved into her own apartment recently, and it's been like a struggle for her to, you know, just different sensations and stuff. But she is hyper focused on bugs, and she knows everything about every moth and everything. And she's very charismatic too.
Yeah.
And she will explain, you know, everything about anything, any bug related thing. And then she also draws them or paints them, and it's hyper realistic. It looks like a photograph.
Does she sell them?
I think so, maybe.
I'd buy some bugs.
Yeah, I would buy a bug.
Gypsy moth or something?
We're trying to get more art in our apartment.
You remember the first time? I mean, that's a weird way of putting it, but I remember discovering, I don't know if those are gypsy moths, but the ones that are like strawberry banana, the pink and yellow ones.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck is this for? Where are you trying to blend in?
I guess into like a flower or something.
An orange Julius?
Oh, boy.
Ian, I feel delirious.
How do you feel?
I think I have a runner's high from running 0.75 miles.
I think you have an alcohol high from drinking alcohol.
No, I don't think so.
How much did you run today?
I ran 2 miles, but there was some speed walking involved.
Okay.
Today was one of those days. I've gotten better, like, stamina. I'm definitely in better shape, and I can run long distances, but mentally, that is the hardest part. Like, my body's not even tired, but mentally, my brain's like, I feel like I'm gonna freak out. Like, I almost have a panic attack. Like, I can't do this. This is so fucking boring.
Yeah.
I can't just be on this conveyor belt for more than 13 seconds.
It's
I'm
a
gonna
nightmare.
Lose it.
It sucks.
My sister was telling me that, and this makes so much sense, and I feel like maybe everybody knows this, but treadmills were originally torture devices.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. To make people keep moving to break them down, I suppose. I don't know.
Huh.
In under questioning or something.
Yeah, so there's like they would make ones that are there's no way to get off of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah. So
like
they just
chain you
they
to
had
it or
to
something?
Keep running.
Huh.
And now we use them in our Lululemon outfits backwards.
It really is an odd thing to go to the gym if you think about it for like 1 second where you're like, okay, so now we have these modern lives. Oh, man, this is like a high thought.
Why
this
not?
Is a goofy like college.
What if we see different colors?
Yeah, bro. What if we were all like there was no borders and we were all just one nation, like the world? No, but like, you know. Back in the day, you got to run from a saber-toothed tiger and shit. You get mm-hmm. your exercise. So you don't have to go somewhere and
yeah.
like, all right, I got to put in this much time. It is
yeah,
odd.
Now we're Wally people on our iPads.
Well, not really.
What?
No, I'm saying like we're not big fatzos. We're going to a place to exercise, to burn calories.
Well, they do that in Wally.
No, they don't.
Don't they?
No.
Don't they have treadmills in Wally?
No, that's the whole, they can't even stand up. Did you watch any of that movie? You black out during movies.
Do they eventually start? They get thin, though, right? They
the
get
end
shape?
Of the movie is yeah. they go back to Earth,
mm-hmm.
and then the credits are them, like, you know, having new generations of humans who are more athletic and can move around, don't need a hover chair.
That's
the whole point of the movie.
That sounds like a good movie.
Yeah, we watched it very recently.
No,
I
remember.
You sat
that.
Right there where you are now.
I remember it for the most part.
No, you don't.
I do. I do. Ask me any question about Wally. I'll tell you.
What was the captain's name?
Eva.
Yep, you got it.
I don't know. Do you know the captain's name?
Yep.
What is it?
I don't know.
Well, thank you for being honest with
you're
me.
You're welcome.
Honestly, I really appreciate it. I read an article this week that was wacky.
No,
you
didn't.
Hear about it? Yes, I did.
What was it?
This met his biological mother for the first time when he was like 25 and she was like 45.
Okay.
And they started fucking each other.
Oedipus.
And they said it's okay because there's a scientific phenomenon that makes you like uncontrollably attracted to somebody who looks like you.
An Oedipus complex?
yeah, I guess so.
No, what?
I know it's not an Oedipus complex. It was something else. But
this is
like,
what they said?
They're like, it's fine because we can't help it because of science. And they're like out and open in a relationship.
That's some weird. That's some.
Don't you go to jail?
Yeah, that's a
Why
good question.
Why are we hung up on abortions right now? Get these people off the streets.
Yeah, what if they have a baby, like a
right.
cyclops?
Right.
Weird. Is that real? That's not real, right?
Yeah. I mean, unless these
no,
people
the attraction
are lying.
Thing.
Oh, I don't know. They did. It did have a name and everything, like some. But then that's such a flimsy argument because it's like, okay, if that's
yeah,
true,
still
then,
don't fuck your mom though.
Then.
Yeah, everybody would just be
fucking their
relatives. Their
family. Yeah, yeah, and nobody else is doing that.
Except right.
In,
except
like,
for
the
like
Ozarks
if you're in the mamas and the papas.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Or you're like in Game of Thrones or something.
Yeah, and so few of us are.
Right. If you're Targaryen, then sure.
Then absolutely.
Yeah.
Are those the twins?
Twins. Oh, you
with
got through
hair?
Like the first season or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she kills him real quick.
I gotta say, I don't like Game of Thrones.
I know you don't.
So.
You know, it fell off real hard in season whatever.
So that means I'm vindicated.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I think it's all right. They're making a new one. I don't know. It looks bad.
They just... Okay. I mean, that's fine, I guess.
Yeah.
The Many Saints of Thrones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you going to watch
Is
that
it a
movie? Because you're watching The Sopranos right now. Well, you've been watching it for the last 6 years.
I have been watching it consistently. I'm actually finally into it. Thank you for all your love and support, everyone. It took me a long time. The I don't know why, like... I really wanted to like it, and I didn't like. I just didn't love it, but now I'm really, really into it.
Okay, good.
It took me a long time though, because it kind of reminds me. I mean, there's just moments where they're talking shop a lot. And
yeah, you're not good at that. You glaze over.
My
what would be your
wander?
Perfect show?
Candy with Jessica Biel.
Okay, but what happens in that keeps your attention? Just her big chompers.
They're so shiny, I can't look away. No, I mean, honestly, Candy's not that great. It's fun, but the really good Fargo seasons, that kind of reminds me of.
But that's interesting to me because it's still like crime families,
yeah.
Like figuring stuff out. And, you know, there's some action. I don't know what keeps your attention, what keeps you, you know, locked in.
Well, Ozark, like, I actually can't. Well, I.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people feel that way with Ozark.
It's so dry. There's no relief whatsoever. It's not a comedy. There's no, like, there's no comic relief ever.
But we liked it at the beginning. They've just exhausted everything. I mean, this is a case of, like, don't you feel like they just want money?
Yeah.
They found something that works, and they're like, we'll just make 50 seasons of this fucking thing. And you're like, I don't give a shit anymore. Ruth's entire family is dead, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they, what?
You gotta let...
Nobody's gonna fucking... No, you've watched it by now.
All right. Well, but there's only 4 seasons, so it seems like they gave up really quickly. It was so compelling because it was a really interesting conundrum in the beginning, and then it just kind of unraveled from there.
Yeah, maybe it went too fast.
It was like, you know, it was like a new Breaking Bad, but they did not keep up with what Breaking Bad did. Like, the way it evolved and changed.
Right.
Like, obviously, season 1 of Breaking Bad is so different from the final season, but Ozark is just we don't know what to do.
Spoiler alert,
thank
everybody.
Thank you.
That character evolved so much, but it was so well written. You clung to him for so long. You're like, don't become a villain. I can still fix him. He's redeemable. You know, you're watching it. And then by the end of it, you're like, I got to give up on you, man. And that's right when he decides to, I don't know if he sacrifices himself or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think he does. Doesn't he like go back to help Jesse or something? I forget. But then it ends right there. As opposed to Ozark, where it's like, all these characters have gotten so extreme that you have no love for them anymore. They're monsters. And you're like, well, go fuck, just fucking die or whatever. Who gives a shit?
The writers are like, I know what you guys like about this show. The business dealings. We're going to get into this over and over and over again and branch off in different ways. Oh, look, Wendy's starting some sort of... I don't even know. I can't even summarize it. I don't know what the fuck she's up to. But there's corporations and politicians involved, and it's so boring. Makes me so mad. There's not, like, not even enough people dying. I normally don't give a shit, but, like, shoot somebody in the head or something. Like,
right.
Just, there's no excitement whatsoever.
But now you feel like you're pot committed, and you got to find out what happens at the end. Yeah. Or at least I do.
It's fucked up.
And I got to see also got to have something to watch in between Hacks and Barry, which is where it's at. Those are the shows.
Right. Yeah.
You know? Both came back strong as
That's
fuck.
That's true.
Barry took a long hiatus, came back kicking you right in the balls. I mean, that's the hottest show right now, I think.
Barry?
It's so good.
Yeah, it is really good. It is really good. I mean, you have to see Candy.
I won't do it because you don't even like it that much. I walk in, Justin Timberlake's dressed as a cop.
That's a major spoiler. No, it's not. It's not. I'm kidding. Yeah, I found because it's like almost the end of the series. It's a mini series, and Justin Timberlake just showed up as a cop, and I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Forget it. I'm out. She's like, guys, can my husband be in this, please? He's not bad, honestly.
He's an okay actor, but he's always Justin Timberlake. Yeah, you know? He's like Alec Baldwin at this point.
Right.
And it's like, well, that's just Justin Timberlake in a little cute little cop costume.
It's not as bad as it sounds. Like, you do get lost in it a little bit. I think I like Candy so much because it reminds me a little bit of Fargo. Just like 70, everybody's got like your glasses and 70s mustaches and they drive old cars. And
70s cars?
Old cops. Yeah. It's the 70s and it's a crime.
Back when America was great.
Sure. At least aesthetically. I love mustard and brown.
Ew.
I'm like a sweat stained short sleeve button down on a guy. He's got a yellow button down shirt with
Why was that all the rage?
Brown
yellows
and
tie. Oranges. And
I don't know. What
browns.
Was that about?
I don't know.
It kind of seems like California desert aesthetics.
I think it was meant to like make things feel like homey and warm and comfortable.
Yeah.
Browns and
brown.
Nowadays everything's just stark and white.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't love that either.
I watched this documentary today. Well, it's not a documentary. It's a Vice video about this woman who she pretended to be a billionaire so that she could get into New York's like most expensive apartments and just see them and photograph them and stuff. It's really interesting.
How do you
because,
fake that? Do you need to show any kind of bank statement or something?
She talks about it a little bit, but like she met with this guy who is a real estate agent and he taught her like all these words that rich people say, like some French word for like second home or whatever that rich people use.
Wow.
And she had a few other tricks that she used and she had an accent. She's from somewhere. She's from
okay.
Like, maybe she is from France, but, anyway, like there's all these, apartments that are, first of all, are empty because nobody can afford them. They're like,
cool.
You know, $80 million or something. And she's just talking about how they all have the same floor plan and they're not even particularly interesting. And these buildings have to keep like competing with each other. So they'll build like private restaurants that are like, was it Michelin?
Yeah, Michelin star.
Michelin star restaurants that only people who live in the building can use. They all have these golf simulators. It's like
in
these,
your apartment
in the building.
Okay.
There's one apartment that will, when you buy the apartment, they give you a yacht.
Wait,
that's
what?
Part of it.
Where are these yachts that are just like ready to be given away?
I guess
don't they're
know.
All
Docked.
Seized from Russian oligarchs.
No, these are
I'm
like
kidding, but there are, you know, extras now.
But these buildings, because they're so expensive, it has this like trickle-down effect to all of us and all our rents get raised for some reason.
Oh,
and also,
good.
You know, it's all those like disgusting buildings that just look like giant skinny rectangles that keep appearing all over the city. And she was explaining how they cast shadows over other people's buildings. So all these beautiful, you know, ancient New York skyscrapers that people live in, like they don't even have sunlight in their houses
anymore.
And also there was this one shot of Central Park where the buildings are just casting long shadows all along Central Park. So you go to Central Park and you're just in darkness.
Enveloping everything. Yeah,
and there's nobody that lives there. And the people that move in there, you know, are like from Dubai or whatever and just use it as their second, you know, storage in America.
That's so fucked up. That's a level of fucked up I can't really wrap my head around. It's just like, it just makes you feel exhausted. And you go, well, back to work, I guess.
Right.
Back to making a year what they spend in like a day on a purse or something.
Yeah. And like the fact that the thing that costs so much money isn't even that good.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. The whole thing.
I like, you know how sometimes we'll be like, let's just go stay in a hotel just for fun. I was looking at like hotels in New York. I was like, what are the, not that we could afford them, but I was like, what are the nicest hotels in New York? Like whatever fucking Waldorf or anything. I just looked up the top most expensive nicest hotels in New York. Not a single fucking one impressed me. I was like, all right,
they suck.
Show me the presidential suite. And even then I'm like, what? It's all the goddamn same. You just get like a king size bed. There's like a living room with a couch and a TV and like a little wet bar or whatever. It's just so nothing. Like then and they're thousands and thousands of dollars a night. For what? Like I feel like rich people are getting duped. Like what?
For sure they
like
are.
Like what? How that, it was so disappointing for some reason. I would at least like to know that people are like in like solid gold clawfoot bathtubs with somebody like a servant who just has to like massage you and feed you strawberries. Yeah. Like insane decadent stuff. But it was nothing. It's like fucking standard. It was like the same. Once you hit like a decent Hilton, everything looks the same after that.
Yeah, you're right.
Unless, you know, unless it's like that thing where there's like a rich people universe that we're not even privy to.
Well, that's what this video was
your
about.
Your phone can't even access.
Well, that's what
website.
This video was about. These places are not, nobody can get to them.
Okay.
And she had to like lie and cheat and steal to get into these places.
Damn.
And she wrote a book. So they didn't show you a ton of stuff. I think she wants you to buy her book.
She sounds really cool.
Picture. She is cool. She's like a young artist.
I want to read that book.
And this was her art project she had done years ago. But I mean, when these buildings go up like Hudson Yards or whatever, you know, it's outrageous that people get really worked up for a little while and it's like, what are you going to fucking do? These buildings are bigger than the Empire State Building and they look like fucking ass. They just look like erector sets, you know?
Big
rectangles.
They look so bad. I hate when you see these renderings of new luxury buildings. I hate, they're all the same. Everyone is so lazy nowadays, too. These architects, it's all just glass front bullshit.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah. This woman's saying that. She's like, I went into all these different buildings and the floors are always oak.
Yeah.
And it's and you can hear these real estate guys are really fucking goofy. They're like, just call your husband and tell him you deserve decadence. And if he loves you, he would. And they're like, this bathroom is designed by so-and-so and she's the best in the business right now. And it just looks like a fucking bathroom, like a big bathroom.
Yeah.
There's nothing to it. And she's saying like, okay, you know, every bathroom has this special marble. And then you hear the guys like, this marble is from, I forget where, France or Greece or whatever. It's the best you can get. And it's all the same everywhere she went. It's the same shit. And it just looks like a wood floor and marble bathroom.
To rich people, do you think at like the global IQ has lowered to a point where like even artists and designers and stuff are just like not as smart and talented as they used to be? Like, remember walking through the Vatican and how decadent and impressive it is? Like, or any place in Europe where royalty used to live, you're like, holy shit. Like, that's what I would assume rich people are up to.
Yeah, I think maybe like old money rich people are like that, but like, I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. because I don't even think you would, if you were that type of person, that type of decadent rich person, you wouldn't even live in a giant glass, you know, metal structure. Yeah. You would want that
Central
Park,
right?
You know, overlook like a balcony with like fucking gargoyles on it and stuff, mm-hmm. overlooking the park. You don't want this just jutting up into the jutting up into the, you know.
That's what I would want to do, like old school shit,
right? Like Joan Rivers' house.
Yeah, we've watched enough Architectural Digest to realize, like, I don't know why I'm disappointed in rich people. I should just like laugh at how stupid they are, and that they're not even like using their money well. But it's frustrating to see millionaires and billionaires like, and this is from an artist who sticks a dollar bill and writes on it with lipstick and yeah. puts it on a canvas. This is $40 billion. And
I don't know what these places are. Here. I know we've probably talked about this a million times, but these like art galleries in New York, like there's a lot of them in Midtown. There's a couple around our neighborhood, and you walk by them. They're big art galleries, mm-hmm. and they're selling like Scrooge McDuck painting.
What?
You know? You know what I'm talking about? It's like a SpongeBob.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can imagine it.
Mickey
I don't know
Mouse,
if I've seen it.
But it's just like his silhouette. And you're like, the fuck?
This is what I'm saying. People are lazy now. Like, artists aren't even smart. You know a big pet peeve of mine is street artists will just do like a political or a pop cultural figure in like a modern outfit. Or
yeah,
like a
yeah.
different
yeah,
outfit.
It'll be Seinfeld, but he's got like Post Malone tattoos yeah. on his face and like a
or
big
it'll just
puffy
be like
Kanye coat.
Anachronistic in another direction. Like it'll be like Don Jr., but he's dressed like Che Guevara or something. Like look what I did. It's different. You're just plugged and played and it's stupid. It means nothing. It's annoying. It's annoying to me.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. And there's an air to it of like coolness, and I just want to grab whoever did it and be like, you're fucking stupid,
right?
This isn't anything. I could do this all day. You just play Mad Libs, just insert pop culture figure, another political figure, or like a style that
yeah.
doesn't match them.
That being said, I think the street art culture in New York is thriving and awesome.
Really?
Like, there's a lot of cool shit I see. Like, there's that area over by, like, it's on, like First, maybe, like, First and First, or maybe between First and A.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
And it's, like, all these walls,
yeah.
and the graffiti changes constantly. It's not even graffiti, it's murals.
Yeah.
That shit is incredible.
You're right, yeah. I just usually focus on the things in life that I dislike.
Sure,
and
we
I
all do.
Ruminate on them. But you're right. That is really, really good. I appreciate that.
I really like street art shit.
Yeah.
Like, because if you take a second and like all these streets we walk down every day, if you take a second to look at them and see like some thing you like,
mm-hmm.
you'll start noticing it other places. And you'll start noticing variations of it. And then maybe you can, like, learn the guy's name. Like, there's this guy named Muffin Man who paints muffins with, like, faces and, you know,
you've pointed some of those out to me, and I now recognize
the guy who does, like,
artists.
The light bulbs, you know?
Yeah.
And that shit's cool. Or, like, Space Invader. There's a guy who puts, you know, the Space Invader video game.
Yeah.
Tiles everywhere.
I like
and
it.
Even some of it is a little hacky or whatever, but it's lowbrow shit, so it doesn't have to be like exciting. But when you see that somebody climbed up the side of a water tower and painted like some interesting thing, and you're like, I fucking know that guy.
Yeah.
That's Muffin Man. That's great.
I think that's very fun. I agree. I do. I think I'm sort of realizing that the thing I was talking about before annoys me because it's like a ripoff. I think it's like somebody was like, they saw Banksy and they're like, I could do that. I could do what that person's doing, mixing
yeah.
historical figures and iconography and shit. And I don't know.
Well, it is very
done.
Like,
it's done.
As somebody who like draws sometimes, it is like impossible to think of something to draw. It just is. Like you just sit there. It's like writing a joke, but worse almost, you know, it's like more difficult
yeah.
writing a script or something. So it's very easy for people to be like, oh, I'll just fucking do Donkey Kong, but now he's got a dick or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's easy to do, to look around and be like, oh, I'll do that. I'll make that thing, but I'll put my twist on it.
Yeah, I think I am what they call in the biz a hater.
Hey, sure.
What the French call a hater.
Sure.
You are. And I'm trying to work on it.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
Not
I'm not. I'm not, but I'm aware of it.
That's so good.
That's something.
That's a start. Do we do enough time?
I think so.
All right. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan, everybody. Goodbye.